now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm probably the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano. If you want to join the fray, 1-800-878-PLAY will get you involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Those are the myriad of ways to get involved in this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, that's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Apple-based, be it Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility so you can download the app to any of the aforementioned devices, be they Android, be they Apple, be they Windows-based. Or just go to TuneIn.com. Again, TuneIn Radio also has a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. So all that more on TuneIn Radio as well. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we couldn't be more grateful for their service. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big hump day edition and start knocking things down. Open phone lines at 800-878-PLAY, and we'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off this Wednesday edition right after this very short timeout.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100% beef. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
Labor Day shouldn't mean labor at your grill all day. Get out of your backyard and get over to Burger King for a classic flame-grilled hot dog for just a buck. It's the Dollar Classic Grilled Dog Deal this weekend, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, valid September 3rd and 4th, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, the Three Stooges help us get things started on this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to join the conversation, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And we've got a big show on tap for you today. A lot of NFL discussion as opening day is a week and a half away. Everybody will play the final exhibition game on Thursday night and we'll see nothing. From there, there will be final cuts and all the teams will have their rosters down to 53 by early Saturday afternoon. So during the course of these 2 hours, we'll run down all the latest news, starting, of course, with Teddy Bridgewater and his terrible knee injury. And we'll talk about what it means for Bridgewater in the long and short term. We'll then talk about what it means to the Vikings for the 2016 season and beyond. And then we'll hit all the other NFL news. There's a myriad of interesting stories out there worthy of discussion. We'll check back in once again, as we seem to every day, on the latest fallout from Colin Kaepernick's choice to sit down during our country's national anthem. There's constant fallout coming in all directions as it relates to this. So again, we're going to weigh in with the latest, talk about some of the latest statements that have been made. I want to get into an interview Rodney Harrison did and his subsequent apology. So we'll dive into that. And, you know, we'll hit some of the other news around the world of sports. There's baseball news. There's all kinds of news, but our focus today really is primarily going to be on the latest NFL news. And we're going to start right now with Teddy Bridgewater dislocating his knee and tearing his ACL in a non-contact injury in practice on Tuesday. And as a result, he is out for the year for the Minnesota Vikings, and they will not have Teddy Bridgewater as their starting quarterback. Let's get some details on the injury. We'll talk about what it means, and we'll talk about what's going to happen going forward for the 2016 season for the Minnesota Vikings. It's a complete ACL tear. There's other structural damage as well. Fortunately for Bridgewater, no nerve or arterial damage. So what this means in the long and short of it really is, it's a major ACL tear that is going to require a long and extensive rehab, but it's likely that he'll have a full recovery. And the big reason for that, for the length of the recovery, is the severity and completion of the ACL tear, along with the other structural damage. The reason everybody's so optimistic, however, for the full recovery is twofold. Number one, today's medical technology allows even for a complete ACL tear with time and rehab to give you a complete to be able to get a complete recovery. The fact that there's no arterial or nerve damage, that puts Bridgewater in a good position to be able to make that complete recovery. But it's going to be a significant rehab process, and it's going to take him a significant amount of time to get to 100%. But with today's technology, as I said, even a complete ACL tear with other structural damage, athletes like this can make full recoveries. And understand something, Bridgewater's not a running back, he's a quarterback. So that will help him down the line as far as the complete recovery. But in today's world, with the medical technology that we have, even the complete tear with other structural damage, it's pretty darn likely that there will be a complete recovery. However, with a complete tear like this and the other structural damage, it's a long process. And that's what's going to unfold in front of Teddy Bridgewater. But without any nerve damage or arterial damage, the prognosis is very good. Had there been nerve damage or had there been arterial damage, the prognosis changes, the timeline changes, everything changes. So while the Minnesota Vikings and Teddy Bridgewater find themselves very sad at this moment because they're not going to have Teddy Bridgewater for the 2016 season, a season where the Vikings expected big things, they both in some ways wipe their brow and say, okay, no nerve damage, no arterial and blood flow damage. Teddy can make a complete recovery. And going forward in the future, he can be our franchise quarterback and he can be a part of this organization as our starting quarterback for years to come and lead us to that big time success. So that said, how long is the journey? When does Teddy get back? We'll do that first, and then we'll double back and look ahead to 2016 and what's actually going to happen and how much the fortunes change for the Minnesota Vikings. The long journey for Bridgewater, he's out for the entire 2016 season. He will get the operation in the coming days or weeks. Probably, I'm guessing, by the time they get, they obviously stabilized and corrected the dislocation. They were able to go in there, take the MRIs, and do all the necessary work. But at this point, with an injury of this nature, there's major swelling. So they're going to need some time to get the swelling down. I'm guessing the surgery will take place sometime next week after Labor Day. And then from there, it will be a grueling, long, and arduous rehabilitation process for Teddy Bridgewater. That will stretch through the entire 2016 season into the offseason leading up to 2017. That said, we're talking the complete ACL tear, the other structural damage, the late date at which he injured this knee. I don't know how ready for the beginning of training camp Teddy Bridgewater will be. I think the timeline is, you're optimistic if you're the Vikings because of the position that he plays. He's not a cornerback. He's not a running back. He's not a wide receiver. I think you're cautiously optimistic that you can have him on the field and ready to go for opening day of 2017. But you're going to have to watch the progress and gauge the progress. Just because of the severity of this injury and the late date which Bridgewater had this injury, I'm not 100% sure that Teddy's going to be able to hit the ground running right at the beginning of the 2017 season. I don't know how ready he's going to be for the early stages of training camp and the exhibition games to get sharp after missing the entire 2016 season. I don't know if all of a sudden this is going to stretch to the early portions of 2017. I don't believe so. I believe that come opening day 2017, Bridgewater will be under center after being babied through the 2017 exhibition season. But again, as the rehab process and everything goes along, well, you're going to have to watch and monitor. There's going to be setbacks with swelling and everything else, and it's not going to be the routine ACL repair that we hear about so often now. This one's going to be a little more extensive, and with the late date that he injured the knee in comparison to the start of the regular season and the severity of the injury, no guarantee that 12 months on the nose, Bridgewater's ready to get under center for the Minnesota Vikings as their starting quarterback. I think a lot of it's going to depend on progress and coaxing something out of him in the exhibition season and in the preseason games just to get him ready. I think it's a close timeline, but I ultimately think if all goes well, Bridgewater's a younger player, and that always helps promote healing. I think if all goes well, they'll baby him through training camp even more than they normally baby quarterbacks. They'll get him a little work, just enough, I guess, a minimal amount of work in the exhibition games, just enough to get him ready for 2017. And I think ultimately, opening day 2017, he is under center as the quarterback. But I think there's going to be an evolution as 2017 goes on as far as his progress. We'll get to that and the 2016 plans for the Minnesota Vikings. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 800-878-PLAY to join the fray. That number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. The main topic on the agenda right now is Teddy Bridgewater, his future, short and long term, and then after that, we'll roll it out and dive into the fortunes of the Minnesota Vikings for 2016 and beyond. But I guess to kind of sum up Bridgewater, you know he's gone for 2016, and in all realities, he'll be gone and forgotten for 2016. Once a player gets injured like this in the NFL, what happens is he goes, everybody will have They had a couple hours yesterday, a couple hours this morning to mourn, so to speak. They'll go visit Teddy, give him a little pat on the head, good luck in surgery, everything along those lines. And then the Minnesota Vikings go back to work getting ready for opening day and the 2016 season. Teddy Bridgewater goes off, gets his surgery, starts the long, arduous rehab process, and basically is pretty well by himself. Team moves on. They try and win games, try and make the playoffs, try and make a run, and do whatever they can to win as many games as they can in the 2016 season. For Bridgewater, it's all about 2017 and getting back under center and being ready to roll on opening day. And ultimately, I think he'll be there on opening day, babied through the preseason and the exhibition games. And I don't know that he'll necessarily hit the ground running in 2017. And I somehow have the feeling the Teddy Bridgewater you see in week eight or nine of the 2017 season will be better than the Teddy Bridgewater you see in week one or two of the 2017 season as he continues to work through the aftermath and the recovery from that torn ACL. That's just my take because of the severity of the injury. You know, I kind of went through all the details and the medical science and where things are and the timelines. And based on the severity of the injuries and everything else going on, I think there'll be a full recovery. I think he'll be under center and ultimately the opening day quarterback, barring major setbacks, game one of 2017. But I think there's going to be an evolution process. And the Bridgewater that you get in the middle of 2017 season will be a heck of a lot better than the Teddy Bridgewater you get on opening day of 2017. As for the Vikings and their future, again, beyond 2016, Bridgewater will be there, and it looks like, you know, he'll be able to move forward as their starting and franchise quarterback for years to come. And again, but for 2016, what happens to the Minnesota Vikings? Well, the realities are they went from true playoff contender and a team with that running game and that defense and a quarterback that was continuing to grow, perhaps a team that could have made a deep run through this year's playoffs in the NFC, to a team that will, I guess they'll be a fringe contender for the playoffs at best, but I now look at them as more of a 500 type team with Sean Hill as their starting quarterback. Because of the quality of coach that Mike Zimmer is, the quality of defense that they have there, the running game that really paces their attack, the improved offensive line, and everything else, including the fact that the journeyman veteran quarterback that is going to step in is one of those capable backups in Sean Hill. This season's not going to completely fall apart. They're not going to do a Dallas Cowboys where everybody expected them last season to be 10-6 or 11-5 with Tony Romo to a bottom feeder team that ended up with a top five pick in the NFL draft because they didn't have any viable answer as a backup quarterback. And again, they go into this season with that same risk. That said, Sean Hill, a couple of years back, was probably considered one of the very best backup quarterbacks this league has seen, or this league had at the time. I don't know that that's the case anymore, but he is a capable backup. He last started games back in 2014. He ended 2014, 12-28-14 for the Rams. And he was pretty capable in 2014 for the Rams. He certainly didn't embarrass himself. And that said, this is a capable guy to put under center. He's been there a while now. He was there all 2015. He knows the offense. These players know him. And he'll be a steadying hand as a veteran. But he does not have the upside of Teddy Bridgewater. He now is not even where Teddy Bridgewater was at the end of last season. So despite the improvements to the offensive line, the very solid, very capable defense, the tremendous running game led by perhaps the game's best running back in Adrian Peterson, the Vikings are going to take a small step back. And what'll happen is they'll beat the teams who in essence, they're supposed to beat. You know, when they take on bottom feeders in this league, sub 500 type teams, they will beat those teams. What they won't be able to do with Sean Hill at quarterback is probably elevate themselves enough to beat the better teams in this league. And I think that'll be the difference between a 10 or 11 win team and a 7 or 8 win team. But unlike Dallas, Tony Romo goes down last year, and it's Matt Castle, and it's Brandon Whedon, and it's guys of that nature, and their season fell apart. That won't happen here in Minnesota with Sean Hill, because Sean Hill is a capable backup quarterback. As I said, a couple of years back, probably would have been considered one of the NFL's very best backup quarterbacks. Now, I don't know that he's regarded quite that high, but he is definitely one of those guys that's actually capable of stepping in, standing under center as the starting quarterback, ideally for less than a full season, but these aren't optimal circumstances, and he will certainly represent just fine and not embarrass himself as some backup quarterbacks end up doing. Are there better backup quarterbacks out there at this point? There probably are, but it's unlikely that the Vikings will be able to swing a deal for any of those guys. They just won't be available. You hear, you read some of the articles as you're getting ready for a show of this nature, or you guys go on websites and you read these articles and you say, okay, well, what other options are there beyond Sean Hill for 2016? And you see them list guys like A.J. McCarron, and they list guys like Mike Glennon, and they list other, probably at this point in their respective careers, better backup quarterbacks in the league than Sean Hill. Here's the problem. Most of the general managers and coaches around the league realize the value of these aforementioned backup quarterbacks being quality options. And everybody knows your starting quarterback's only one hit away from having his season ended. So if you're a contender and you've got a quality backup quarterback, well, having a team pony up a fourth or a fifth or a sixth round pick to get that backup quarterback doesn't excite you very much. You'd probably just as soon keep him yourself. Because if now your quarterback goes down, your season's not over. So obviously the leading candidate right now is Sean Hill. And that's where it's all going to start. Knows the system, is a more than capable backup quarterback. But there are some other options. You hear people banding about guys like Josh McCown. Now the Browns aren't a contending team. They did cut Austin Davis. So if the Browns were to cut McCown, I don't know who their backup quarterback is. So the idea that Josh McCown's on the move, not realistic. If somebody ponies up a big enough price, whether it be the Vikings, the Cowboys, or somebody else, because the Browns aren't a contending team, maybe you move along Josh McCown at 37. Would he be a better option than Sean Hill at this point? I believe so. But I don't know how easy it's going to be to pry him away from Cleveland, unless you pay pretty big. Same thing with an A.J. McCarron in Cincinnati. He, I guess, now is one of the very best backup quarterbacks in the league, and he's a young quarterback. But again, what are you going to give the Bengals to make them move their backup quarterback? And they're a team that's contending. And they know how valuable their backup quarterback is because they had to play him last year when Big Red Andy Dalton got hurt. So don't expect McCarron to be on the move from Cincinnati. Unlikely that a team would be willing to pay the price necessary to extricate McCarron from the Bengals. Same thing with Mike Glennon and the Buccaneers. Jameis Winston is the starter. He's the franchise quarterback there. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they fancy themselves as something of a dark horse type contender in the NFC and in the NFC South because Atlanta's not that good and New Orleans is rebuilding, albeit slowly. You know, they've got a good young quarterback there in Jameis Winston who looks like he's really growing. But here's the realities. Again, one hit away from being done for the year. You need a viable backup. Mike Glennon is that viable backup. On the other side, we'll talk about some other options at quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. And then we'll move on to other news around the world of the NFL. That's next on the attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. More of the attack right after this.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Happy hump day to you. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, again, that's 1-800-878-7529 to get involved on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, the focus of the conversation has been Teddy Bridgewater. Timeline for his recovery from his torn ACL injury and what it means to his career going forward and what it means to the Minnesota Vikings for 2016 and beyond. As I've said before, it looks like the answer as their starting quarterback for 2016 is going to be Sean Hill. Bridgewater should be back for 2017. Again, I think it's going to take some time to get him ramped up. But you can weigh in with your thoughts on the Vikings, Bridgewater, and everything else as it relates to the Vikings. 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. On Twitter, again, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And we'll finish up with Bridgewater, and then we'll roll into some other news around the NFL in this segment and take the NFL to hour number two. But I guess just to finish up, and if you remember in the last segment, I was talking about the fact that there's always, as soon as a guy like Bridgewater gets hurt and Sean Hill's going to step in as the starter, there's these articles that come out about possible options for either guys to come in and eventually replace Hill as the starter or to back up Hill. And as I said, Josh McCown, again, for the right price, maybe you can extract him from the Browns just because they're not contending. And if they lose their starter and don't have a good backup quarterback, doesn't matter. They're not going to win games anyway this year. I know the coaching staff doesn't see it that way, but sometimes for the greater good of the rebuilding project, maybe you end up seeing it that way. We talked to A.J. McCarron. He's not going anywhere because the Bengals are contenders and they realize the value of the backup quarterback. And I don't think the Vikings are going to pay the heavy price necessary to bring A.J. McCarron to Cincinnati. And I think it's the same thing with Mike Glennon and the Buccaneers. Again, the Buccaneers are a fringe contender. And the hierarchy at quarterback has now been clearly established. It's not as though you have to get Glennon out of there to avoid any sort of quarterback controversy. But here's a guy who started 18 games in combined in 2013 and 14. If your starter gets hurt, or in the case of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if it's Jameis Winston that gets hurt, Glennon can go under center and their season's not over. And then I guess the final couple of candidates are, you know, Colin Kaepernick. Well, they got to figure out if San Francisco is going to keep him, and we'll get to him a little later on. And then there's guys like Mark Sanchez, who likely the Broncos will move on from, but may then be pursued by San Francisco because he knows the Chip Kelly offense, and maybe San Francisco moves on from Kaepernick, and then maybe Kaepernick goes to Minnesota to back up. But Kaepernick, should he be released, is rumored to go to a lot of places to hold the clipboard, and there'll be teams that think they can rehabilitate Colin Kaepernick. So we'll get to him later on. I don't think that Minnesota's a likely landing spot for him. But maybe the last couple of possibilities are a Geno Smith or a Zach Mettenberger. Now, Mettenberger's been cut, and he was cut in the first wave of cuts by the San Diego Chargers. He's started games in the NFL. 2014, 2015, he started 10 games. He's 0-10 in those games. San Diego brought him, the Titans cut him, because they felt having that young quarterback that was so different than Mariota and perhaps fostering a quarterback controversy didn't work. So the Titans moved on. The Chargers signed him, and he didn't even make it past the first wave of cuts. So maybe here's the type of guy you bring in to back up Sean Hill. He's a veteran. He sits behind Sean Hill. Sean Hill plays. If something happens to Sean Hill, you have a veteran to put in there who's actually been under center and started NFL games. That's a very realistic possibility, because the realities are, it's not really at this point with what the Vikings are going to be able to get. It's not about getting a quarterback to replace Sean Hill as the starter. It's about getting another veteran in there behind Sean Hill in case he gets hurt. So those kind of candidates are going to be Zach Mettenberger, who's available now. The loser of the Geno Smith, Bryce Petty competition for the backup spot for the Jets, if there actually is one. There are rumors that they may consider keeping four guys because Petty's a better long-term option, but with the Jets in win-now mode, Geno Smith is the better current option. So they may sacrifice the versatility and the depth in another roster area and another position area in order to keep the four quarterbacks. But if a Geno Smith became available, he'd be a guy you'd be able to sit behind a Sean Hill. So those are the type of candidates. The more attractive ones that could actually push Sean Hill or replace Sean Hill as a starting quarterback, those guys, the Vikings are going to be unwilling to pay that price, and those teams are going to be unwilling to part with those guys. So that's the realities of the situation there. For better or worse, Sean Hill will be your starter in 2016. for the Vikings at quarterback. And they'll bring in a veteran hand behind Sean Hill that's had some NFL starts. Because and if Sean Hill were to get hurt for a little, you know, for a short period of time or even a longer period of time, here's a guy that could go in under center and be at least somewhat productive. My guess, when we're all said and done, the most likely guy is probably going to be Zach Mettenberger. He's available now. And a lot of the other guys we talked about, if their team is going to move on from them, they haven't done it yet. So I could see Mettenberger getting a quick tryout, headed to Minnesota, and then they end up bringing him in and putting him behind Sean Hill and give him a chance to learn the offense. So that's kind of how I see the Vikings. They're going to step back from a realistic playoff contender who even had a chance to make a bit of a deep run to battling for 500, perhaps fringe playoff contender. And the difference really is at the quarterback position. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in on Teddy Bridgewater and the Minnesota Vikings, that number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. But you be sure to keep it 240 characters or less. We're going to rifle through some other NFL news in this remaining segment. Then at the top hour two, we'll get to Colin Kaepernick and the latest surrounding his decision. And there continues to be a firestorm of conversation around the stance that Colin Kaepernick has made. And we'll dive into all of that. And I've got some strong opinions on some of the things that have transpired over the last several days. So we'll get into that and then kind of morph it into a discussion on his football future, because it's all very much intertwined. But for those of you who thought perhaps after, and I guess this will kind of stay with our last discussion, thought that perhaps after Teddy Bridgewater went down, there might be a Brett Favre-esque comeback in the future of Peyton Manning. Uh-uh. He's got his second Super Bowl. He know he limped to the finish line and really was not the guy pulling the wagon for that second Super Bowl championship in his career and that long-awaited next Super Bowl championship for the Denver Broncos. He was merely riding on the wagon and trying not to slow down the wagon. So, unlike Brett Favre, Peyton Manning will not be returning. And that rumor kind of started when Bridgewater got hurt. They said, maybe they'll bring in a Peyton Manning to hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson. Well, those rumors have been dispelled. Peyton Manning going to stay right where he is, cracking jokes, making TV commercials, and making lots of money selling Papa John's pizzas. And that's about the size of it. So no Peyton Manning in a Minnesota Viking uniform or any other NFL uniform for 2016 or beyond. A few years down the line, he'll be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. First year he's eligible on the ballot. That's the size of it. Let's stay in the black and blue division of the NFC North. Bears outside linebacker Pernell McPhee. And the Bears were hoping to get him back sooner as opposed to later. But it looks like real good chance he could start the season on the PUP list as he continues his recovery from that offseason knee surgery that he had. Now, this is significant that McPhee is a terrific 3-4 outside linebacker. And he's a true two-way 3-4 outside linebacker. Great versus the run and one of the very best 3-4 outside linebacking pass rushers that there are. And for a defense under John Fox that is trying to rebuild and is really trying to turn the page, and anytime you're rebuilding a team and kind of starting from scratch, depth is a big issue. There's not a ton of depth on that defense, and the Achilles heel was that banged-up secondary. Well, Pernell McPhee getting up after the quarterback certainly helped that secondary, so it's going to hurt the Bears. And while I still think the Bears are the bottom of this division, with the Bridgewater injury, there was an opportunity to perhaps elevate your game. Look at how they, in some ways, surprised us last year, hanging around the playoff picture for almost the entire season under John Fox, when we looked at the talent in Chicago and said, they're not very good. So having losing one of your best players for probably another six weeks or the first 6 weeks of the regular season, well, that's a tough blow for a team that is not as deep as some of the others. And for a team that had a chance to perhaps make some noise because of the Minnesota Vikings falling back to the pack. So, again, Justin Houston is there in Chicago, and he came off of an injury last year and did a very good job as a pass rusher. But you'd still love to have a Pernell McPhee there, for the entire year and not have him miss those first six games. So, I mean, it's Lamar Houston, not Justin Houston. Because, I mean, you know, again, you're not a deep and extremely talented team, and you're losing one of your best players, and you have a secondary that's struggling and losing a ton of bodies. Yeah, you'll get some more Leonard Floyd in there. Again, as I said, Lamar Houston, his role will increase. But Pernell McPhee was probably the best player on that entire defense. And, you know, maybe the best player on the entire Bears roster. He's that good and that special. So to not have him for the first six games of the season, it's going to hurt the Bears a lot. And again, this is not confirmed. It's just that the recovery hasn't been what they've hoped. They haven't been able to get him in practice or on the field for any of the exhibition action. So they may end up leaving him on the PUP list from the preseason PUP list. They may end up moving him over to the in-season PUP list. And that'll cost him the first six games as he tries to recover. So that'll be a story that bears watching. And I guess really those are the major stories in the NFL as far as player movement and things of that nature. There are a bunch, you know, every team did cut their rosters down to 75. And I guess there were a couple of fairly big names that ended up getting cut. Guys like Greg Little, you know, some names that you'll know. Pot Roast Knighton was cut. Brian Stork, who failed a physical, and that scuttled the trade from the Patriots to the Redskins. Who else are some other significant cuts? I'm kind of going through this. There's Austin Davis I talked about being cut by the Browns. Zach Mettenberger. You know, not a lot of huge names and impactful guys getting cut here in the first wave of cuts. More of that will come along in the next wave of cuts when teams try to get down to 53. But we'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Yeah, that's the late, great Nick Charles bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to get involved. That number again, 800-878-7529. If Twitter's more your thing, and I know it is for a lot of you, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Again, first wave of cuts are in the books. Everybody's down to 75 in the NFL. They'll all be down to 53 by Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m., Not a lot of significant names. Are there some guys that can help you? Perhaps. But not a lot of names you know yet. You know, I see a punter out there, that Britton Colquitt, who has been a very good punter for the last few years. He's out there. Major Wright, Brandon Browner, Sergio Brown. So there's a few safeties out there, but these are safeties clearly on the other side of it. I talked about Zach Mettenberger. You know, that's really about it. Those are the most impactful guys, perhaps, that have been cut thus far. Maybe there's somebody I missed, but I didn't see any big names or household names or guys that can really help you, or a lot of them anyway, in this wave of cuts. The cuts that get teams from 75 to 53, well, that's another matter. There are going to be some guys that are going to be productive and be able to help you, albeit backup quarterbacks, perhaps like a Mark Sanchez, or perhaps a Geno Smith, or perhaps a Colin Kaepernick, or, you know, and there's others. There's going to be guys on the offensive line that can help you. There's going to be guys all over the field in the next wave of cuts that'll take place by 4 p.m. on Saturday that'll be able to help you a lot more than most of these guys in this round of cuts will be able to. But that's a wrap on hour one. It was a great hour. I'll set the table for hour two early on, and we'll knock down some more interesting topics, a lot of football and some other things. But right now, we're going to step aside here on Sports Byline, and I'll be back at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack for a Wednesday.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm proud of the work we've done on behalf of the people of our great state.
I'm humbled and grateful for our success tonight.
The voices of incumbent U.S. Senate Republicans, Florida's Marco Rubio and Arizona's John McCain, they both won primaries yesterday, as did Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida.
It's going to be the toughest on illegal immigration than anyone's ever been, and he means it.
Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, discussing the Republican nominee's planned speech for later today in Arizona on immigration. Before it, he's going to be heading south of the border to meet with the president of Mexico. A tropical storm warning in North Carolina's Outer Banks has expired, but Tropical Depression 8 still expected to bring some big winds and heavy rain to that area. And the Florida Panhandle preparing for another tropical storm that could dump about a foot of rain before the end of the week. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world. And the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The FBI planning to release its report on the Hillary Clinton email investigation as early as today. FBI Director James Comey recommending last month that no charges be filed against Clinton for her use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The release of the FBI files, though, coming after numerous requests by news organizations under the Freedom of Information Act, as well as by a number of Republicans in Congress who also pushed for the report's release. A top ISIS leader is dead after an apparent targeted airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, the terror group's news agency announcing that its spokesman, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, was killed in Aleppo yesterday, and a U.S. defense official says al-Adnani was in fact the target of that airstrike. Al-Adnani was known for his frequent calls for supporters of ISIS to attack Western targets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The CDC says it's nearly out of money to battle the Zika virus. The agency's director saying yesterday it needs Congress to act. The Obama administration did ask Congress in February for about $2 billion in emergency funds to fight the virus. Republicans asking for more accountability for the money, though. And Democrats turned down a GOP-led plan that would have freed up some cash, but would have taken away funds from Planned Parenthood. We've heard of balconies and decks collapsing on apartment buildings. They're trying to figure out what caused several balconies to collapse at a Long Beach, New York apartment complex yesterday morning. Here's Scott Pringle with details.
There's brick, sheetrock, and debris all over the place. Officials say at least 6 brick balconies gave way from a 3-story building on Shore Road shortly before 8 a.m. Now, Long Beach's fire chief says a construction company had been setting up scaffolding to do brick repair. Not sure if that was a factor, and no word on the cause yet. No one was injured. Engineers are now checking on the stability of the building, which has dozens of apartments. Scott Pringle, New York.
And singer Chris Brown now out of jail after posting $250,000 bail after being arrested yesterday after a day-long standoff at his home in Southern California. L.A. police say he was taken into custody on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon after a woman at his home claimed he had pointed a gun at her earlier in the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Wednesday hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack with perhaps the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA in 140 characters or less. And we have a big hour on tap for you. And on the other side, we'll set the table very quickly and start knocking things down and getting right into it. But let's do what we always do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. And that's tell you how you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack on the go with you via your devices. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is an incredible app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple-based, be it Windows-based, or be it Android-based. Or you can simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, you know, meaning you can download it to any device you have, be it an Apple device, a Windows-based device, or an Android-based device. Or you can simply go to TuneIn.com. Lots of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel from TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day. We can't thank you enough for your service to this great country. On the other side, we'll quickly set the table for hour number two and hit the ground running. That's next here on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Beef. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
Labor Day shouldn't mean labor at your grill all day. Get out of your backyard and get over to Burger King for a classic flame-grilled hot dog for just a buck. It's the Dollar Classic Grill Dog Deal this weekend, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants, valid September 3rd and 4th, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
Well, we kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack by setting the table, and then we'll quickly start knocking things down. 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And you got a number of topics you can weigh in on. A lot of hour one was focused on Teddy Bridgewater and his injury, his long and short-term future, and the long and short-term future of the Minnesota Vikings, as well as what quarterbacks can or will be added to that roster to round things out. So you can weigh in on any of that or any of the other NFL news we talked about. Again, at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. We'll do more NFL in this hour as well. And then we'll move on to Tim Tebow and another workout for a bunch of major league teams as he pursues that baseball career. We'll talk about that as this hour moves along as well. And then we'll open it up to some other things. But your calls are welcome all the way through at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. And on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56. But where I want to go with Colin Kaepernick right now, I guess first we're going to start with, and that's really where I want to start, is Kaepernick, and then kind of move along to the rest of the NFL news and notes, and then move on to Tebow. But where I'm going to start with Kaepernick is the continued fallout. You know, we're hearing so many different people in media, in the athletics world, in entertainment. We're hearing it from all walks, and we're hearing so many divergent points of view on what Colin Kaepernick is doing and will continue to do. So, again, I guess I want to address a couple of things. A lot of this is going to go back to discussions we've had earlier in the week. Number one, I don't agree with the forum that Kaepernick is using to spread a much needed message. But as Voltaire said, I will die defending his right. I'm paraphrasing Voltaire. I may not agree with what he's doing and how he's going about it necessarily. I have no problem with the message per se. I do have a problem with the vehicle. But As Voltaire said, I'll die defending his right to spread his message as he sees fit. That's one. Number two, as Bob pointed out, while courageous for Kaepernick, and we applaud the message trying to change the social injustices that still to this day involve race relations and people of color, Colin Kaepernick needs to be better informed. If you're really going to be an advocate and try and foster change, you can't be ignorant and careless in some of the things you say. And some of his statements have been ignorant and careless in their nature. So in order for you to truly be an advocate of social change and not just a noisemaker, need to educate yourself better on certain things, and you need to weigh and measure your statements for their accuracy better than you are. Otherwise, the inaccuracies that you put out there end up clouding your actual message, and they hamstring you and impact you in a negative way as far as actually getting things done and making a difference and helping to foster that change that is needed. Still, we've made progress. We're nowhere near all the way there. So that's my thoughts really on Colin Kaepernick. Again, I applaud him for his courage and deciding that he has a responsibility and a duty because of the platform he has to help enact this social change and make a difference. In a world where we want our athletes to speak out and make a difference, he's doing just that. Even if it could potentially have a negative impact on his career, his endorsements, and his bottom line, he has said, so be it. This is more important. I applaud him for the courage to do that. I applaud him for making that conscious decision to do that. I don't necessarily, as I've said, agree with the forum and the way he's going about it on some level. But I do think the most important thing is better educated and being more careful in some of the inaccurate and even inflammatory statements that you make that can kind of short circuit your message. So that's my thoughts on Kaepernick. And you saw the Vets for Kaepernick come out. And there's been all different things because you've seen a lot of vitriol and blowback. And I think those people are, they're in some ways the worst offenders. Again, you may not agree with the way Kaepernick is spreading his message. You may not agree with some of the things he's doing. But you stand in such staunch protest of the defense of this flag and of the national anthem. And then you attack Colin Kaepernick with such hatred, anger, and vitriol when he is exercising the exact rights that that flag and that national anthem are supposed to symbolize and embody. So that's where I get most upset. And I was pleased to see Vets for Kaepernick. Some African-American Vets for Kaepernick who talked of the injustices that they felt and really sided with Kaepernick passionately. And then a vast majority of the Vets for Kaepernick maybe didn't necessarily side with the choice of how he's spreading his message. But again, as those that defended this country, they're saying, I defended this country and the right for him to spread his message in that way, and we should stop attacking him with such vitriol. And that's my biggest problem with those that stand opposed to Kaepernick. It's the vitriol and anger, saying he's desecrating our national anthem and he's taking a dump on our country and he's crapping on our flag. And there's violence and anger and hatred in their reply. Well, that anthem, that flag, they are a symbol of the freedoms that Kaepernick enjoys in this great country. So to attack him for taking advantage of the freedoms that this great country affords you and trying to make a difference in his own way is just very, very misguided. Again, you are entitled to your opinion just as he is, but without the hatred and the venom and the attacks towards him. Put together a composed and intelligent thought on why you disapprove of the forum that Kaepernick is using. That's all. Because when you yell, scream, burn uniforms, and otherwise become animalistic, your protest of Kaepernick's forum shows exactly what's wrong with you. Again, to get angry about somebody taking advantage, you know, and I can't say taking advantage, because taking advantage implies a negative connotation. The word I'll use is exercising his rights, the rights afforded to him in this great country and symbolized in many ways by that song and by our flag. So stop the venom, the vitriol, and the hatred. That's what's wrong. So I did want to get that out as we continue to see a groundswell of feedback from all different directions. On the other side, I want to go to the dangers of being unprepared when speaking in the media. We'll talk about that next a little bit here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
We continue here on the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number. To hang out with me here on the Attack, Twitter more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Keep it to 140 characters or less. And a whole bunch of topics on the table. A lot of Teddy Bridgewater, a lot of Minnesota Vikings, and a lot of Colin Kaepernick. And in the last segment, I talked about Kaepernick and my thoughts on him being most effective in spreading his message. Just more knowledge. Careful what you say. If you want your message to have credibility, you want to stay free from the inflammatory and, well, pretty inaccurate remarks. So you want to be careful there. And at the same time, while we call out Colin Kaepernick for that, we need to call out the media that covers our sports and the people that we would call to be interviewed on shows like this. That's one thing, you know, you call a player, you ask him his opinion, you get it, and he's wholly inaccurate. Well, he's not embarked on a career in the media for a living, and maybe I shouldn't hold him to that high standard. But Rodney Harrison, former Patriot, former Charger safety, currently with NBC and their Football Night America coverage, as well as NBC Sports Radio. He's doing an interview, and he states that Colin Kaepernick is not black, so he can't identify with the social injustices that have been heaped upon people of color. How could he understand he's not black? Well, here's my problem, Rodney. Well, in fact, Colin Kaepernick is black. This is where you know you're going to be asked about these things in public forums, on shows like this, on shows on your own networks and things that you work for. Maybe you'd want to look into Kaepernick's background and find out a little bit, so that way when you're asked your opinion on this situation during the course of an interview where you're previewing the upcoming season, you might be able to say something that is intelligent. And we're criticizing Kaepernick on a couple of fronts. Maybe you don't like the forum he's using for his message, but if you're an intelligent American who appreciates the freedoms we enjoy in this country, you'd defend his right to use that forum. But our biggest issues in some ways with Kaepernick, for many of the more intelligent ones of us in this country, is that there are some untruths with his message. Not about the social injustices as it relates to African Americans, but he talked about the perceived lack of education needed for somebody to become a law enforcement official, a law enforcement officer. And I thought that was a pretty damning statement. And just lumping every one of these unfortunate killings as something that's racially motivated. Again, I have some issues with that. And I think a little more responsibility with the message is the overriding thing for me with Kaepernick. But those of us that do what I do for a living here and talk to you every day, and people like Rodney Harrison, who after football decided to jump in this industry, he needs to be prepared. He needs to have some knowledge. And, you know, not aware that Colin Kaepernick is in fact black, and saying he's not black, how can he understand the plight of the black man. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's in essence what Rodney Harrison said. How would Kaepernick understand he's not black? Well, the realities are he's biracial. His dad's black, his mom's white. His birth dad is black, his birth mother is white. So he's biracial. And in essence, you know, in this country in many ways, it's again, there's been progress in this area. But biracial people may have it toughest of all. Because sometimes they're not considered anything. You know, if you're a biracial American, you're half African American, half Anglo, half Caucasian. Well, you'll get situations where in a black community you're not considered black, and in a white community you're not considered white, and both sides look at you funny for not married, for quote unquote being a half breed, and they would look at your birth parents as a couple if they were wheeling you down the block in a stroller, as why didn't they marry their own, as it were. So there's that issue at hand. Obviously, and you know, that's an unfortunate stigma that's still prevalent in this country today, and that's another piece of social injustice that you'd love to see corrected. But that said, again, Kaepernick is biracial, so he has an understanding. He is part African-American, and he has an understanding of what the African-American man goes through and the social injustices that he's met with. And as a biracial American, there's a whole other set of social injustices that he probably meets with. He hasn't even spoke on those. He was adopted by a white couple, the Kaepernicks, and raised in Central California. Again, whole other unique set of issues that I'm sure at times didn't always make things perfect and smooth and rosy for Colin Kaepernick. That said, these comments about Kaepernick not being black from Rodney Harrison, to me, they come off as incredibly offensive. Because you know you're going to be interviewed as a broadcaster whose primary focus is on the NFL. The season's right around the corner. You're going to get these interview calls all the time, and you're going to do these interviews. Well, just make sure you know from where you speak. So that's incredibly offensive to me as somebody who does this for a living and prepares each and every day. I'd love to stay in bed longer. But instead, I end up having to come down and prepare and get ready to do the show so I can provide the best, most accurate information and most compelling show. Rodney Harrison owes it the same before he puts out these inflammatory comments. He's not black. He wouldn't understand. Now, I don't believe, and based on the tone of his comments, I don't think he was alluding to Kaepernick's biracial makeup and saying he wasn't black enough. I think it was just coming from a lack of knowledge. And Harrison needs to know those things. To me, that's incredibly offensive. And I'm glad to see that others in our industry called Rodney Harrison out. And he did issue an apology, but it comes up as empty and it spotlights a bigger problem. If you're going to go on and you're going to speak and you are going to proffer an opinion on any issue, but particularly these type of hot button issues, you need to have some knowledge. You can't be going on radio stations saying, well, he's not black, he wouldn't understand, only to find out that he is biracial and is in fact part African-American and does understand and does have to deal with it. And then you have to go and apologize. And I applaud Sage Steele for some of the tweets she put out there. Sage Steele is biracial as well. So she can understand the whole other issue on every level. And she's a member of our industry. And she always does a great job. And I applaud her tweets. And if you haven't seen, go on Twitter and grab some of Sage Steele's most recent tweets as it relates to Rodney Harrison. And I think they really say it well. And again, this is not an argument that can be carried on in 140 characters or less. But the realities are that she's spot on right. And, you know, she called out Rodney Harrison for being racist. And I hope this just comes from lack of knowledge. And I hope, because I read the transcripts of the interview. I didn't get a chance to pull the audio. But in reading the transcripts of the interview, it doesn't appear that Harrison knew that Kaepernick was biracial. But again, if it's ignorance, it means maybe it means Harrison's not a bigot, but it also means he was poorly prepared and is doing a disservice by being any kind of spokesman in that regard. If he was aware that Kaepernick was biracial, well, then he's a racist. And he is symptomatic of the myriad of social injustices that all kinds of people feel in this country. And Sage said it, you know, and here's a quote out of her Twitter. People like you claim us biracial kids, and Sage is biracial when it's convenient for you. That's a racist double standard. Sad. Again, Rodney Harrison has issued an apology. He didn't make it clear whether he knew that Rodney was biracial. I don't believe that Colin was biracial. I don't believe that he did. But if he did, as Sage said, he's the worst kind of racist in some ways. And it is symptomatic of another problem. You have people within the African-American community ostracizing other African-Americans, and that's a huge problem. And that's racist as well. And it's the kind those kind of social injustices that Kaepernick is speaking out against. If it's just ignorance, well, Rodney, do your homework and be a lot more careful and prepare. You owe it to the people that listen. And you owe it to the community at large. On the other side, now that we've talked about some of the bigger picture stuff with Colin, we'll speculate on what his football future will be. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scotts lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nip it in the bud.
Now the Spano and Black Attack rolls on as Barney Fife brings us back to the attack. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that's 800-878-7529 on Twitter at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Main topics on the agenda today are Teddy Bridgewater, Minnesota Vikings, and their short and long-term futures, and Colin Kaepernick, and Rodney Harrison, and everything that's going on around Colin Kaepernick as it relates to his choice not to stand for our national anthem. And again, as this hour has unfolded, I've talked to you about my views on what he's doing and the forum that he is using to do it. That said, we then got into Rodney Harrison and the fact that he accused or he stated that Colin Kaepernick was not black, which is in fact not true. So, and again, the quotes, there's no question he did issue an apology, but I did go and read transcripts and articles that chronicled much of his interview. And from what I can tell, this wasn't a situation where Rodney was saying because Colin is biracial that Colin is not black enough. He just wasn't aware that he was black. Huge issue. You're gonna speak on these things and proffer an opinion. Just as we ask Colin to come at it with knowledge, we ask you to do the same. And as I said, if it is in fact a situation where he knew, and because he's biracial, Rodney feels he's not black enough, just go look at some of the tweets from Sage Steele. And I talked about that in the last segment. That says it all. And the fact that as an African-American, Rodney could, or other people could potentially look at, and it happens a lot within the community, look at another African-American and say, well, they're biracial, they're not black enough. And then even within that community, it's the oppressors oppressing others, as it were. That's ugly. There's a lot of social injustices and a lot of things wrong on so many levels that need correcting. And there's been so much evolution in so many areas. But we still have a long way to go, and that's the realities. And before we move on and move towards Colin's football future, saw a great article in the Army Times by Nate Boyer, who's been on this show a number of times over the years. Nate Boyer, a great military man, played at the University of Texas and played in one exhibition game as a long snapper for the Seattle Seahawks. What a brilliant article. And what he talked about was the fact that Colin's right. There are great social injustices in this country that do need fixing. He also mentioned a lot of the same things that I've talked about, how far we have come. He also talked about how at times, because we're not all the way there, you're sometimes ashamed of being a Caucasian American because of some of the things that Caucasians have done to people of color over the years and perhaps are still doing. But he talked about how far we've come, yet how far we have to go. He talked about being so proud of this country, and again, talked about it being the greatest country in the world and how yet imperfect it is. And talked about the fact that what we need to do as a society is not fight fire with fire, and in this case, hate with hate in some ways, because that's what everybody's ready to do. It's fire with fire. So Colin makes a strong stand talking about his distaste for the racial climate of the day, and we attack him with hatred and vitriol. And we understand people being angry, feeling this country that the country is being disrespected by somebody not standing for the national anthem, our flag, and all these other things. But the realities are, everybody keep an open mind. Know that we have a ways to go. And don't fight fire with fire, and don't fight hate with hate, all of those things. Don't attack with such vitriol. Attack with intelligence and passion. And if you read this article in the Army Times by Nate Boyer, it really is a great article. And I think once you read it, you'll understand that the vitriol is not needed. If Nate's not filled with hate over what Colin has done after multiple war deployments as a Green Beret, well, then you don't need to be filled with hatred, and you can get off your soapbox. That's all I want to do on this for now. You know, obviously it's a story that will continue to evolve, but I've weighed in with so many of my thoughts in so many directions on this, and from what Colin is doing to how others are reacting to what Colin is doing. But now I want to get to Colin Kaepernick, the football player. He'll start the final exhibition game for the San Francisco 49ers Thursday night. And it's a situation where this really is an audition with a lot of reserves against another team's reserves. You know, he's been dealing with the shoulder injury, and he's been far from great this preseason and looks far from ready for extended regular season action. So it's clear he's not going to be the starting quarterback. Blaine Gabbert's going to be the starting quarterback in San Francisco. But does Kaepernick stay in San Francisco as the backup? You're already going to pay him, so you're not going to save any money this year or any significant money by cutting him now. And the 49ers have so much money under the cap that that doesn't matter. You'd likely cut him after this season and get out from under subsequent years of this deal if Kaepernick doesn't end up being a big-time producer. But the realities are, right now, you don't have a backup quarterback on the roster who's taken any NFL snaps. The only other quarterback on the roster that I'm aware of is Jeff Driscoll from Louisiana Tech by way of University of Florida, a mid-round draft pick who has a long way to go before you could actually put him out on the field. So that said, I don't see that you cut Kaepernick, because despite the firestorm that this situation that he's involved in has caused in the media and on social media and everywhere else, with his teammates, they talked and it's galvanized them against the world, and it's galvanized their support of him. Not everybody agrees with what he's doing, but they all respect his right to do so and understand his motivation for doing so. So it has not divided their locker room. So while Kaepernick is not the player he was, he's also not this mega distraction that you need to get out of town, at least from what I can see on the outside looking in. So there's no real financial benefit to cutting Kaepernick. There's no issue as far as locker room continuity that would motivate cutting Kaepernick, it doesn't appear. I really think at this point it comes down to, do you think he can play anymore? And if you don't think he's ready and you don't think he can play, and you could afford to eat the money as you can in this case, maybe they do cut him. And then he'll probably latch on someplace else on a minimum salary deal. But I ultimately think he's going to stay there. I mean, I know Mark Sanchez is going to come free, and he knows the Chip Kelly system, and that maybe that's the possibility. Kaepernick goes, Sanchez comes in. But if you're Chip Kelly, you kind of know what Mark Sanchez is, and I don't know that you believe you can have any great success with him. Certainly the upside for Colin Kaepernick is higher than it is for Mark Sanchez. And Kaepernick, as little as 3 seasons ago, looked like he was on his way to being one of the very best quarterbacks in all the NFL and was a unique dual threat option like few we had seen before. So while he's regressed as a player in a major way, and there have been some issues, the upside is there, and there's no financial benefit of any kind to cutting him and he's not a distraction. So I think ultimately when this all shakes out, Colin Kaepernick stays right where he is in San Francisco. Sanchez gets cut by the Denver Broncos and perhaps latches on with one of a handful of teams that need an established veteran backup quarterback who you hope you don't actually have to play. That's my take on Kaepernick from soup to nuts, on the field and off. The off the field and on the field stuff as it relates to him will continue to evolve and we'll continue to discuss it. Want to go to Major League Baseball real quick. I want to go to baseball. I shouldn't say Major League Baseball. Let's go to baseball real quick. Tim Tebow has another workout. I think about 23 of the 30 Major League teams had somebody there to look at him. Again, you can see the athleticism. You can see that back in his prep days, you can see how special a baseball player he was on a prep level. It's also been 12 years since he's played any significant organized baseball, and at 29, there's so far to go that to waste a spot in your organization on a Colin Kaepernick, on a Tim Tebow, probably fruitless. Will somebody sign him? I don't know. I'm pretty up in the air there. Because at 29, with a need to go all the way down to, I would guess, split season or at the least, you know, a short season type A ball, I'd put him 4 or 5 years away from the majors, 33, 34 at the earliest. And he's perhaps blocking a spot for a far younger player that you could develop. He's got some habits that have to be broken. He's got so much to learn about tracking baseballs. The athleticism is there. Swing needs work. You know, basically, you would be doing the work on a 29-year-old that you would have to do on a 17-year-old. Well, the 12 years in age make a huge difference because by the time you could get the 29-year-old to the majors, he'd be 33, 34. Realities are you wouldn't, even if you got him up there and he could be productive for, he's only been productive for a few years. I don't think anybody thinks he's going to be a star. So by signing him and having to give him some money, it'd be chicken scratch, but it'd be money, and having that sideshow go down to my low minor leagues and distract all those young kids I'm trying to develop, not a good thing there. And also not a good thing from the standpoint of he blocks a spot that may be the difference between me developing another player that makes an impact on my major league roster and not. So while he wasn't terrible, he was far from great, and you can see just how far he has to go. You know, and when you read the scouting reports from it, I mean, could you start him in Double A? I guess you could, but it'd be Michael Jordan-esque. He's nowhere near good enough right now to compete on that level. You'd have to start, if you really wanted to develop him, it's probably high A ball. You work with him a lot, and it's going to take him 4 years to get through your system. And he's 33. What's the point? I guess in some ways I commend Tim Tebow for his desire to compete on the highest level. But I also understand those that not only think it's a publicity stunt, but think it's arrogant to think that he could actually try and compete on the highest level in baseball at 29 after being away from it so long and perhaps taking away a spot from a more qualified player. We'll tie a bow around this hump day edition of The Attack on the Other Side. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever.
We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to take you home on a Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black again off today. He will rejoin us tomorrow for a full-strength edition of the Spano and Black Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to squeeze one in before we get out the door, or hit me up on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Lively show today. We bounced around a lot of topics. Some were lighthearted. Some were controversial. We mix it up. We go all over the place. Some were on the field. Some were bigger picture off the field type things. So we really covered a lot of ground. Most of it was NFL focused. And at the very end, we talked a little bit about Tim Tebow and, you know, his attempt at starting a Major League Baseball career and getting assigned to affiliated baseball and where he'd go. Ultimately, I don't know that he ever gets signed. I do know he won't make it. I just do. I there's too far to go. You can see in the workouts from all the scouting reports and stuff that I have read that there's just too far to go, and he's too old. And for that reason, I don't know that he ever actually gets signed. But I'm pretty sure he would be the kind of guy like a Michael Jordan, he'd wash out in double-A ball. That said, I thought there were some interesting articles that going in so many directions on that as well, much like the Colin Kaepernick stuff. And I read something from Joel Klatt where he said it was the height of arrogance for Tebow to think after 12 years he can just jump into baseball. And maybe it is. But ultimately, it'll be for the organizations to decide if it's a fruitless endeavor or not. On that note, we're out of here. Great lively show. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time. Most importantly, I want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until we meet again tomorrow, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.